town guy, so.
Yeah.
We almost did.
Yet.
Mario. Mario. for coming out tonight. This is really exciting to get to play in Amsterdam for the very first time. I've never actually even been here before and been really looking forward to it, and we've had so much fun here so far. We are getting the full experience staying in, we stayed in a houseboat last night, which was amazing. I think I want to live in a houseboat now. Went biking around. We all biked a lot today. But this is also the last show of our tour. We were in the UK earlier and came to the Netherlands a few days ago. And so really happy to finish up the tour here with you guys.
Me too.
Well, I moved to Nashville almost five years ago now. And this is a song I wrote right after moving to town. It was right about the time I started touring all the time and traveling all around. It's called Friend and a Friend. Well, I just came out with my first full-length record earlier this year. It was a really exciting year for me. The record's called When You're Ready, and we're going to be doing a bunch of songs off there tonight. And actually, I was thinking when we came into this room, when we shot the album cover, I was surrounded by plants and pink and orange lights and all this fog, and I was just like, wow, I couldn't really imagine a better backdrop for playing the songs off a new record. I wish I could go on tour with this. Unfortunately, I can't, but... But anyway, this is one off the new record that it came about through my friend Steve Pultz, and he's a great singer-songwriter. He also lives in Nashville, and he started writing this song back in the 90s with Jewel, who I'm a big fan of. I've listened to her music since I was a kid, and she's just really one of the greats, and they wrote a lot of songs together back in the day, and they started writing this song and never finished it, and Steve played it for me one day because he knew I really love Jewel's music, and he asked me if I wanted to finish the song, and I thought that was really cool, and I loved the song instantly when I heard it, and it was just haunting me for months, and finally I sat down and wrote another verse to it and sent it back to Steve. But I was really nervous for Jewel to hear it, and I also didn't really know how to get in touch with her. I didn't have her phone number or anything, so he said he would send it to her, and I was kind of anxiously waiting to hear back if it would be okay for me to record this song, because she didn't even know I was writing another verse to it. Finally, at the very last minute, I heard from Steve that Jewel loved the song, and she was cool with me recording it, so I did, and I was really excited about that. And then about a year after that, I found out on stage, standing next to Steve, he was telling the whole story of how it went down, and he turned to look at me, and he was like, "Molly doesn't know this, but I never heard back from her, and I decided it was best to lie." And I met Jewel this summer. She was actually on a meditation retreat and it wasn't checking her phone, so she didn't hear it. She was like, "That story makes me sound like such an asshole. Like, I was just on a meditation retreat." But the three of us, Steve introduced me to her. She was at a festival that we were both at, and we got to play this together earlier in the summer, which was really special. It kind of came full circle. This is Million Miles.
Thank you.
song by the band, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. This is a song that I used to just love so much in high school when it came out. I think I was like 16 when this song came out. I used to sing along to it in my bedroom and walk my dog down the street singing along with it. And I even made two of my best friends in high school work out a dance routine with me to this song that we performed at our school. It's one of the more embarrassing high school moments. But unfortunately, I can't recite the dance for you today because it involved tap dancing shoes. I couldn't fit any in my suitcase this time, but maybe next time. This is called Zero.
dove into the sea. Float away with the fear. Be my anchor, please. 'Cause your voice is all I need.
Thank you.
You take the high road, and I'll take my road, not knowing if we'll ever meet again. We'll do it our way, there's nothing to say, it hasn't already been said. We walk through the fire, broken and burned.
and it was kind of felt appropriate to play that today because half the band spent many hours of the day looking at windmills. That was an old traditional one that I learned when I was growing up. I grew up out in California, and my dad's a musician, so I heard lots of bluegrass and old time and folk music growing up, and I'm going to do another older one now. This is one by one of my favorite songwriters, Townes Van Zandt. I've been doing this one for years, but it's still one of my favorites. It's the White Freightliner Blues.
Going out on the highway, gonna listen to them big trucks whine. Going out on the highway, gonna listen to them big trucks whine. That white freight liner's gonna steal away my mind. It's bad news from Houston, half of my friends have died. Well, it's bad news from Houston, half of my friends have died. That white freight liner's gonna steal away my mind. Some people there will treat you fine. New Mexico's alright. Some people there will treat you fine. That white freight liner's gonna steal away my mind. Lord, I'm gonna ramble, tell them about from where I came. Well, Lord, I'm gonna ramble, tell them about from where I came. That white freight liner's gonna steal away my pain. Going out on a highway, gonna listen to them big trucks whine. Going out on a highway, gonna listen to them big trucks whine. That white freight liner's gonna steal away my mind. That white freight liner's gonna steal away my mind. That white freight liner's gonna steal away my mind.
Thank you so much.
Play a fiddle tune now. This is one that I learned from my friend Leanna Janssen, who's an awesome Swedish fiddle player. She grew up in Sweden, and we met when we were both studying music in Boston. But she taught me this tune from her home region of Sweden. We played together in a band sometimes called the Goodbye Girls, And we've been over to Sweden a few times now as a band, and I've gotten to meet so many cool Swedish folk musicians and have really fallen in love with that style of music. This is one of my favorite ones that she's taught me. It's called Bas Pelles Eriks Brud Polska. I like how all of you can probably speak four languages, and you're impressed that I can say one Swedish tune name. But thank you. Thank you. to introduce these incredible musicians up here on stage with me. It's really, really an honor to get to share the stage with them each night. On the bass, give it up for Sam Howard. And on the drums, that's Nicholas Falk. How about a big hand for Christian Settlemeyer on the violin? We're gonna do a song that I wrote with my friend Maida Vitree, and this is one. We wrote this right when I got home from tour one day and all the power was out in my house. My roommates were also musicians, and they were also on tour at the time, and they had forgotten to pay the electricity bill, so I came home to kind of a surprise. I had no idea how long the electricity had been off for, so it was kind of a scary moment opening the fridge for the first time, not knowing what I would find, but luckily I survived and got the power back on, and Maya came over that day and we wrote this song. I was thinking about how there's so many distractions, and I remember times when I was a kid, the power would go off in the house, and we'd light a candle and have a really cozy night at home, and some of my best memories are just when everything else falls away and you get to spend a night with people you love. So this is called Light Came In, Power Went Out.
There's I can see it now, but I can't.
That was the title track off the new record. We're gonna do an older one now. This is one I wrote when I was living in Boston. I just finished school, and I remember I really wanted to get out there and start touring, but I didn't really have that many gigs at the time, so I'd usually wake up and try to write a song and generally get frustrated and throw it away and start over the next day. And finally I wrote this one as a reminder to myself. It's called Good Enough. More songs for you. Thank you so much again for coming out tonight. This is really exciting to get to play in Amsterdam and have all of you here. And thanks for being such a wonderful audience. And how about a big hand for Mario doing the sound tonight? Thank you.
Left me out in the cold rain and snow.
to get along with you. And I ain't gonna be treated this way. This
guess I'm going to talk about it. This is funny.